This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're digging the Rock and Roll Heaven Podcast with LD, Will the Thrill, and TJ2.
Hey guys, welcome to Rock and Roll Heaven, the podcast where we talk about the lives, careers, and deaths of famous musicians. I am your host, LD. Along with me for the ride, as always, is TJ2 the Deuce. I mean, maybe what's the problem is you just need to get it closer to the microphone.
I don't know. That one just seemed like it wasn't, that seemed like a misfire.
Is it sad?
No, that was loud. It cracked. It was crisp. It effervesced.
Maybe do it closer to the microphone because it sounded like a man with prostate issues just squeezed.
I think your phone, I think maybe your phone just sucks ass or something.
No, sweetheart. I'm on a computer.
Oh, that's the problem. You're on one of your little, that the little box of Satan thing. That's the problem.
Let me tell you what you're doing.
Here we go. All right. And what are you drinking tonight, D?
Old Reliable, Shinerbach.
Ooh, excellent. Excellent. And sitting beside me with his bright, shiny face is Will the Thrill.
And it is shiny, folks.
Oh, God, wow. Both of you failed.
I'm sorry. I've let everybody down with that open. Jeez.
Whatever. I give up. What are you drinking? What is your sad drink tonight?
Failure, apparently. This is actually a delightful beer. It's the Mosaic Pale Ale from Figueroa Mountain Brewing Company.
Yeah, he's drinking sadness and failure.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get started with our main show tonight, we're actually recording this on Wednesday, December 1st, which means that once this episode gets released, we are in the dead heat of Whamageddon. Now, those folks that follow us on Facebook actually know that this is already in play. But by hearing this, I have drawn you into this game, and now you are beholden to have to play. Now, I'm going to lay the rules out for Whamageddon, which can also be found at whamageddon.com, which it's spelled exactly like you think it is. Now, the rules. Rule number one, the objective is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Christmas classic, Last Christmas.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, as is the case every year, I will lose.
Okay. I don't think you've ever won.
I have been playing this for 4 years and I've won every year, but for some reason, in my hardest of hearts, I feel like this might be the year where I get brought down. I don't know why. I just feel like it is.
Well, but we'll see. But the unfortunate thing is that my wife listens to Christmas music constantly and does as soon as they start playing it on November the 1st. So there's almost no chance I'm not going to hear it.
I was going to say, when they start playing it on Labor Day and then.
Right.
All right.
So, but now just for clarification purposes. So you can hear like Taylor Swift's remake of it. Oh, that's fine.
Hold on. That's rule number three. We got to get to rule number two first. So hold on 1 second. Rule number two, the game starts today, Wednesday, December 1st, and finishes at the end of December 24th. Use whatever your local time zone is if you'd like. Now, if you're hearing this on like December the 5th or whatever, that starts today, okay? You were unaware that you were in the dead heat of Whamageddon. And therefore, that's not fair. But now that you have been informed of Whamageddon, the game starts today. Now, this is what my brother brought up before. Rule number three, only the original version applies.
Yep.
You can enjoy the Hillary Duff version, the whatever version, any remixes or covers, totally fine.
Muzak, I've heard of Muzak version.
Muzak, yeah. Totally fine. The fourth rule, you are out and you will be drawn into Whamhalla as soon as you recognize the song. So if you are wandering through your local grocery store and you hear the vague sounds of George Michael, you are out. Now, we would love it if you guys would head over to Rock and Roll Heaven Pod on Facebook and let us know if you get out. Bonus points if you film yourself listening to the song, recognizing it. And that's a new rule that I just made up. Is if you see a video of one of our friends wandering through the grocery store looking sullen, That doesn't count. You will not be sent to Whamhalla. Sharing in other people's Whamageddon tragedies will not a Whamageddon tragedy make you.
It's not a chain reaction.
It is not a chain reaction.
Who the hell are you, Yoda?
I am. Now.
Whamageddon it will make you.
Now, PvP. We can't stop you guys from sending your friends to Whamhalla, but the intention is to be a survival game. So it's not battle royale, so don't be a dick, okay? And I can even implement the rule that if someone runs up to you and says, listen to Wham, and they know that you're playing, it doesn't count because it was done with malice.
Yeah, also, if you do that, like if you pull it up in your Spotify, you're eliminating yourself. Yes. So keep that in mind. So you're sort of sacrificing yourself.
I mean, it's, you know, if you feel too much stress on this, you can just send yourself to Whamhalla, and it's completely understandable.
Yep. But, yeah, so just the way you should look at it is that Andrew Ridgely is like a poisonous blow dart.
He appreciates that. All right, so now that you guys have been prepared for Whamageddon, what are we doing today? Why are we here, Travis? Why have you brought us here?
Because it is time for the 2022 Rock and Roll Heaven Podcast Heavy Hitters Draft.
Here we go.
We did this last year, and we had lots of fun with it. And by that, I mean I was drunk by the end of the episode. But we picked, what we do is we've compiled a list of heavy hitters, each one of us, and we'll do this round robin selection style, like the NFL or NBA drafts. And we will pick four artists for heavy hitter series in 2029 when we finish with Michael Jackson.
And two new caveats this year. We actually have a redemption and a fan selection. So we're actually picking six artists.
But one has selected for us, right?
One has been selected for us. One is a redemption, and we'll get into redemptions. That will be our last category that we talk about. So we'll set you guys up for the redemption at the end of the episode.
How do we wish to unveil the selections that were made on our behalf?
We'll do that after our first four selections. Right. So redemption and fan selection will be last tonight. And there is the standing caveat that we can choose whoever we want for the four. Now, if something happens like last year with TJ and Eddie Van Halen and me this year with Stephen Sondheim, you can do what's called calling an audible, which means that if some heavy hitter passes in the time that we are doing our episodes, we are allowed one audible, which means we can remove one person that we've chosen from the draft and replace them with that heavy hitter.
Got it.
All right. So that being said, age before beauty. T, why don't you go ahead and tell us who your first pick is?
Oh, I get to pick first this year. I was last year.
Exactly.
Which actually seemed more apropos that you go first, you know, like you did last year, because in the NFL draft, the team that sucks the most ass gets the highest draft pick. So it actually makes more sense for you to go first. So I guess I've traded up for this pick.
So the team from South Carolina, you are on the clock.
I am on the clock. Okay. There's a bevy of big time fantastic artists that have been laid out for us to choose from. They're posted on our socials. You can go check them out if you haven't seen them. But I have had my eye on somebody for quite a while. This is a person who is infamous, I would say. That tends to happen when you spend $1,000 a day on booger sugar.
is that a trifle excessive?
It is a trifle excessive, as it was once phrased to him by a British journalist. He is viewed as one of the ultimate outlaws of country music, but his original roots started in rock and roll. He was a member of the Crickets, not the studio version, but the road version. Gave up his seat on the plane that sadly killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. Lived with the guilt of having told Buddy Holly, who was one of his best friends, "I hope your plane crashes," before he got on. Left music for a while, came back to it, did not conform to the standards of Nashville. He basically told them to shove it up their ass. He went to Austin with Willie Nelson. They did their own thing. they created a, basically a new form of music, and it is some of the best stuff, in my opinion, that there's ever been. And he lives on today in memes of badassery. He may or may not have said that Garth Brooks did for country music what pantyhose did for finger effing.
Wow. How
there's some dispute about whether he actually said that or not, but
I'm just trying to figure out how.
I am going to select with the first pick in the 2022 Rock and Roll Heaven podcast draft, Mr. Waylon Arnold Jennings.
Yes!
Well done, sir.
Now, I got to tell you, I know it's not going to be a Slap Nuts episode, but the episode series will be Slap Nuts.
Yes.
It will be bonkers. I've read, just full disclosure up front, I'm a huge Waylon Jennings fan. I've read his autobiography. I've watched documentaries. I watched documentaries about one of the two supergroups that he was in. There's the second one that people largely forget about because it wasn't quite as popular, but the Highwaymen. I've watched a couple of documentaries on that. And I, of course, have watched Mike Judge's phenomenal program, Tales from the Tour Bus, which did, I think, a two-part episode on Waylon because Waylon merited two episodes. So for all those reasons and more, that's why I have chosen Waylon Arnold Jennings with the first pick in the Rock and Roll Heaven draft.
Nice.
All right. Well, Mr. Done. Will the Thrill, why don't you step up to the plate and tell me what your first pick
is? Will the Thrill, Will the Thrill's team is now on the clock.
I'm on the clock. And this is someone that I've actually thought about for a while. And I think it's time we did a little journey into the world of jazz and big band.
Ooh.
And I'm going to prove that chivalry is not dead by starting with a lady. Now, I like my women like I like my pizza, from New Jersey and very saucy. So it's very appropriate.
And why'd you marry somebody who was from South Carolina?
That, this icon's nickname was Sassy. She was also known as the Divine One, and she hails from Newark, New Jersey. Jazz legend, one of the greatest female vocalists of all time. She has 4 Grammys to show for it, along with Lifetime Achievement Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, she had a 4-octave range, which, by the way, they say the average female vocalist has 2.5.
Ooh.
And a 4-octave range that is accessible. So for my first pick, I will bring you the lovely, the talented, the incomparable Sarah Vaughan.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Excellent.
All right.
All right.
LD's team, you are now on the clock.
All right. So this is the first time that we've ever actually covered someone that is really only known for Broadway. And he is not totally a performer, although he has performed. We don't know him really as a performer, but rather a composer. He is one of the most influential people to ever grace the Great White Way. He is the man who created a show that changed the face of Broadway as we know it. Ladies and gentlemen, for my first selection, I am going to pick someone who personally changed my life forever. I am choosing Mr. Jonathan Larson.
Very nice. And the film on him was just released, no?
Yes. And if you guys have not seen it, you can do a little brush up and go watch Tick, Tick, Boom. It is available on Netflix. It is not just a great musical. It is a fantastic movie directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And at the helm of that is just stunning. And Andrew Garfield is incredible. And if you are a theater geek like me, every 35 seconds you had something shiny that you looked at and went, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, oh my God, Bernadette Peters. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. Oh, I get this reference. Oh my God, that sounds just like that. Yeah, so go watch it.
He's going for that EGOT, isn't he?
He is going for that EGOT, and I'm pulling for it. So, TJ2, your second choice, sir.
Wow, what a first round. What a first round.
The first round flew by, but yes, Waylon Jennings and Sarah Vaughan, and then that last person who I've never heard of. So,
Jonathan Larson.
We're on to the first pick of the second round, and I'm going to go with somebody who I don't know all the details of their life, but I love their music, and I cannot wait to dig into some details. Now, I know a lot of them. I've seen the behind the music. I know about the early and unfortunate and very sad ending to this person's life. But I am going to go with the first pick of the second round of the Rock and Roll Heaven pod draft. TJ's team selects Phil Lynott.
Ooh, nice.
Good one.
Now, for those who are not familiar, he was the lead singer and bass player for Thin Lizzy. I love Thin Lizzy. Great band. And you know, if you think about it, there have not been throughout history a ton of black musicians who embraced hard rock and heavy metal. He would have been one of the earliest. Now you've had King's X and Living Color, and I can think of some others, but he was probably a trailblazer in that respect, I would say. Loved his voice. He was an unbelievable bass player. It didn't sound like he was playing the bass, actually. It almost sounded like he was playing lead guitar on his bass, but died very young, very unfortunately, due to some, you know, addiction and some other issues. But I'm really looking forward to that one. So with the first pick of the second round, I'm going to go with Phil Lynott.
Good choice.
Nice, nice.
And he's from Ireland, no?
He's Irish, yes.
He's Irish, okay.
All right, well done. I can't wait to hear that one.
It's going to be a fun one.
All right. And actually, I should go ahead and say this right now. The order in which they're drafted in might not necessarily be the order in which we present them in. So just watch the feed for the episodes. All right.
All right. So, Mr. Hickey, you are on the clock.
All right. As I step up, I'm actually shocked that this person is still on the board. It is someone we have talked about at length. And TJ, you and I have discussed this person in great depth. A very short life, unfortunately, but an extremely impactful one. And he is largely considered one of the greatest guitar players to have ever picked up the instrument. For my second pick, I am going with Sky Dog himself, Howard Dwayne Ullman.
Oh, great pick.
Yes.
Good choice.
Again, another one where a lot of people know the sad ending, and I think understand the music leading up to it, but there's a lot there to dive into and argue. I say, what, top 10 guitar players ever?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. And I've got a box set of work that he did with the Allman Brothers, but then as a studio musician, I guess at Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
Where he worked with Boz Scaggs and Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett and all these other people. It's phenomenal. And you're right, such a sadly short life. But yeah, what a legacy and what a freaking phenomenal talent he was.
And it was in fact Wilson Pickett who gave him the moniker Sky Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Came from Wilson. So looking forward to that one to dive into the life of Dwayne Ullman.
Absolutely. All right. So LD's team is now on the clock.
All right. What can you say about my next person? Well, it is way more than I can say about him during just the draft. This man sold over 150 million records worldwide. Yikes. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the UK Music Hall of Fame, and the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, was posthumously honored with a Doctorate of Humane Letters by the University of Minnesota. There's a hint. He has won 7 Grammy Awards, 7 Brit Awards, 6 American Music Awards, 4 MTV Video Music Awards, and an Academy Award for Best Song Score, and so much more that I will cover when I finally talk about someone we have had a long time coming. I choose Prince.
The purple one! Yes!
Nothing for
yes, fantastic. A great singer and songwriter and guitar player and bassist and drummer and maker of pancakes, according to Chappelle Show.
And apparently a pretty good basketball player in high heels as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was shocked to learn when I was picking out my draft picks that me and Prince are actually the same height.
You and Prince?
He was very short. Yes.
Very tiny man.
Tiny little fella.
Yep.
I think that's extremely talented.
That's going to be a slap nuts one. Yeah. So banana. Like Jonathan is not going to be bananas. Prince if you've had a life that is fancy enough to be a skit on the Dave Chappelle show, we are going to have a good time if we look at the Charlie Murphy, the episodes on Rick James.
And hasn't everyone tried to document his life failed in some way because it's just too crazy?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Leave some stuff for my episode,
I'm just figuring out it is going to be quite a wild ride.
It is going to be a wild ride. Nice. I am looking forward to it. All right.
So, wow. So we've finished off the second round. So going off the board in that one were Phil Lynott and Dwayne Allman and Prince.
That's going to be three
big time heavy hitters.
Yep. All right. T, you're on the clock.
All right. So we move on to the first pick of the third round. And this is where I'm torn. Actually, I tell you what, we've now LD does have one provision she didn't mention. We don't want the program to be a complete sausage party. So it is recommended that we select at least one female artist. So I think I'm going to do that now.
Okay.
But I'm actually picking two people, but they're almost always grouped together. They're known mainly by their first names, and they're synonymous by those. And those are almost always said together. A movie was made about them. You're talking about a forefather of punk music and his, I guess, wife. And then he may or may not have killed her. And then he didn't live much beyond that. I don't think long enough for there to even be a trial. So a very short, but unbelievably tumultuous life for
bombastic.
Sid and Nancy.
Nice.
Sid and Nancy going for, yeah. And funny enough about Sid and Nancy, I've actually stayed in the room at the Chelsea Hotel that he killed her in.
You stayed in that very room?
Yep. I stayed in that.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Right. I don't know for sure.
I mean, she died in that room. That is for certain.
The circumstances
The circumstances are questionable. I did stay in the room that she was killed in.
Sure. But yeah, that's another one that I'm really looking forward to. And again, that's not two lives that were not very long at all. And not a huge body of musical work left behind, really. But still, I'm really looking forward to digging into that one. So I'm going to go with, for the first pick of the third round, Sid and Nancy.
Wow.
Well done. Okay. That's going to be ambitious. And that's our first twofer.
I think that's our first ever twofer, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's our first twofer. We've done like the Rat Pack and the Day the Music Died, but they were all done individually. So this will be very interesting to tackle.
Yeah.
All right. So your choice is Sid and Nancy. So, Mr. Hickey, you are up.
And I'm sorry, for those who aren't familiar, Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen.
Yes.
If people aren't familiar with their full names.
All right, so I'm on pick number three, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, both of them hail from the United Kingdom, is that correct?
Yes.
I don't know who it is.
I'm going to stay in that vein, because there is an artist who every time we mention this podcast and the subject, I will, without question, have somebody say, have you covered this person? They are, again, UK-born singer, songwriter, musician, and I just know that the ending of the story is extremely, extremely sad. It's one that people ask us to cover a lot because I think in many ways they're trying to find their own way to navigate it. So I'm hoping we can do this, and again, in the sense of respect and courtesy to this artist who did pass away, unfortunately he took his own life, I'm going to cover the frontman of Joy Division, Ian Kevin Curtis.
Very nice.
Wow. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. Again, lost to, unfortunately, took his own life. Very tragic story there. We all know the song Love Will Tear Us Apart. I think that's iconic, if you will. And there's a lot more there to dive into. So I'm going to head into that dark place and cover Ian Curtis.
And of course, guys, if someone does pass in a very tragic way, like suicide, we do give a trigger warning at the beginning of the episodes. So if you are so inclined to skip that one, we certainly don't want to hurt anyone or alienate anyone. So we will let you guys know at the beginning of those episodes.
All right, LD, you are up.
All right. My third pick. This woman has been credited for helping redefine contemporary R&B, pop, and hip-hop. She has earned the nicknames the Princess of R&B and the Queen of Urban Pop. And she had a promising film career in the works with some of the biggest names in the music industry. Like, she was working with massive producers and collaborating with massive artists. And she was just taken from us so soon. But you will get the whole story of that when I cover Baby Girl, aka Aaliyah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she was in her early 20s?
Yes. Literally, it was the way she passed was so incredibly tragic. So, so sad. And it's Jim Croce. It's the same way Jim Croce passed. It's the same way Patsy Cline passed. It is the same way that a lot of artists on this podcast pass. And if you guys don't know, she was taken from us by an airplane crash, which is my personal nightmare. And I do believe this is, it's not the first time I've covered it, but the first time I will have covered it in absolute and full detail, because it's absolutely my nightmare. But yeah, we will learn about her. She was working with Missy Elliott and Timbaland, and she was working, you know, with the Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire series. She was
Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned, yeah. And she was Akasha in that, and she was incredible. So she had this amazing career in front of her, and then, you know, tragedy.
I was going to say, just so much talent on so many fronts, and so beautiful, and I remember when that happened. It was horrendous. It always seems worse when it's a person as young as her, but there's just so much talent lost.
Really, her whole passing was not, I won't say overshadowed, because she died in August, but literally I believe that the things that would have come to be for her legacy were really overshadowed by the fact that she died in August of 2001.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
just a few weeks before the world changed. And
Yeah. So my choice is Aaliyah.
Okay. All right. Hard to believe we've already reached the end of the third round.
Yeah.
So coming off the board in the third there, Sid and Nancy, Ian Curtis and Aaliyah. So now what I did in the third round was basically punt. I knew I was going to take Sid and Nancy. I was planning to take them in the fourth round, so I went ahead and took them in the third round to give myself a little extra time, because I am torn in about four directions with my last pick. This is so tough. Because I want to do all of them, and all of them should be done, but
they will eventually. Because I mean, we're not gonna. We've got plenty of. Sadly,
They will eventually, but they're ones I would really like to do, you know, soon. But it's just we can only pick a handful and do them, you know, over the course of a year or so. So I'm just gonna have to nut up here and pick one. Okay, I'm going to go with an enigmatic and charismatic frontman, somebody who was one of the biggest rock stars of the 1980s. He died under very unfortunate circumstances, very similar. It's, you know, largely understood to the way Ian Curtis left us. Yeah. He happened to front one of my favorite bands of the 1980s, and really one of ever, a band that did one of the hallmark albums of my musical awakening. You know, when you start to discover your own music, there was an album that came out called Kick that dropped right in my lap at that point, and it blew my mind. So with the first pick of the fourth round and final round of the Rock and Roll Heaven podcast 2022 draft, I'm going to pick the late, great Michael Hutchence.
Oh,
that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Oh, I had my eyes on Michael Hutchence too.
And I even texted Will about that. And I'm like, who's going to do Michael? Somebody's going to do Michael Hutchence. Somebody has to do him.
I freaking love NXS. What a great band that was.
Kick was so good. Oh,
you know what though? There's literally the impact that they have visually and musically was incredible, but the fact was we were walking past a cemetery in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. and literally I was going bum, 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 like the beginning, you know, like,
oh,
and
so good.
It was because like, I remembered that music video, but yeah, very bold choice, man. That is going to be an epic episode.
And I'm just going to, tell you, I had, there was about four people I'm sitting there looking at going, but I want to do them all. I had Michael Hutchence. Hank Williams is still sitting there and has not been taken.
Oh,
yeah.
Ronnie Van Zant.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
And another one. And Rick Ocasek. Those were the four
that
I was just sitting there staring at going like, God, I want to do all these, but I can only pick one. So we'll get around to doing all of those eventually, I'm sure, but I'm going to go with Michael Hutchence for my final pick in the draft.
Good choice.
Fair enough.
Hey, Will, before you make your next selection, we actually need to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be back to the Rock and Roll Heaven podcast draft right after this. And we're back.
All right. Will, your final pick in our standard draft, right. I guess. What is your final pick?
Looking at the board here, I'm thinking I got to go out with a bang. And I try to inject at least one subject who's going to be epic. I know LD is prone to them, like David Bowie, 96 parts. Michael Jackson, three years worth of material.
I'm sorry.
Prince is going to be like, you know, a 20-part retrospective.
Parts.
So I feel I got to come somewhere near that. And I will pick this individual who has almost a 50-year career in music. And it stems from Christmas 2016.
Oh, no.
We turned on VH1 and we saw videos and we said, this is great, but why is this happening?
Oh.
Because on that day, folks, we lost Georgios Kyriakos Paniotou. But you know him better as my fourth pick, George Michael.
Yes.
We're going for it.
Well done, sir. Well done.
George Michael is going to be my final pick in this draft.
Well done, sir.
It's going to be a banger.
It has been a long time coming.
Yes.
That was, if everybody remembers what was basically like the slaughter of 16 where we lost so many great artists, that was like the kick in the balls as the new year walked out the door or the year walked out the door. And we welcomed
in 2017. We had spent the previous evening discussing this over beverages, of course. And the next morning we were in the living room. I remember just having coffee and we're like, there weren't a lot of George Michael videos.
They did that earlier this year when Bowie died.
And then someone grabbed the phone and.
Oh yeah. No. And then here's the thing about 2016. We could do an entire series of just that year. But I will tell you, the pinnacle of 2016 was when I was in Spartanburg, South Carolina at the mall. And I'm in the parking lot, openly weeping, like sobbing because Carrie Fisher had died.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, I can't do this anymore. They taken everything from me, man. They took George Michael. They took David Bowie. They took Alan Rickman. They took everybody. That year sucked. And then 2020 was like, hold my beer.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah. 2016 was, God, it was horrendous. Because it started, I can't remember, was Bowie or Fry first?
Bowie was first. I think he started it.
Yeah, I think Bowie was first, and like 2 weeks later, it was Glenn Frey.
Then Glenn Frey died, and then, you know, over the course of the year, Prince died.
Prince, yeah.
And Merle Haggard died that year. Ugh. Maurice White.
It's too bad you didn't pick Merle Haggard, because then we could have just done a 2016 tip of the hat.
Yeah.
Right. God, Leonard Cohen, George Michael.
Oh, it sucked.
One after the other. But yes, I distinctly remember feeling like the George Michael death was like, that was 2016 kicking you right in the nuts as it walked out the door.
Yep.
Because I was going with George Michael.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. He died on Christmas Day, 2016.
Ugh, man.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a very solid end to your draft. Now, I picked this person because I am sick and tired of something associated with him. It grinds my gears every time I hear this, and I am here to dispel that myth. She was a member of one of the most influential bands of the 1960s and 70s. And after they broke up, she went on to release 5 solo albums. She is posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for her work. And the city of Baltimore dedicated August 15th in her name. And I think you guys might know the myth I'm talking about is about a stupid ham sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get rid of that myth when we cover Mama Cass.
Nice.
Very good.
Yes.
Very, very good.
She is a queen in my eyes. She has a song that has touched my heart ever since I heard it for the first time. I sing it to the cats.
I was going
to
say it's a dream.
It's dream, a little dream. Yeah. I love Mama Cass. She is a queen to me. So awesome. I am going to honor Mama Cass by giving her her slot in Rock and Roll Heaven.
There's going to be a lot there with her, the mamas and the papa. I mean, there's so much
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, but Kate, because we have to have one every episode.
Yes, go ahead.
How about a fun fact?
Fun fact.
Her former bandmate, Papa John Phillips, was born in our home state of South Carolina.
What?
Is he?
Huh. Paris Island.
Wow. Oh, wow. Which was wiped out in Hugo in 89.
But I guess his dad was military. I can't imagine another reason he would have been born on Paris Island. But
yeah, he's born on the base. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, my dear friends, concludes all of our picks for this year's 2022 draft. Now, let's do a quick recap, just quickly, T, just go over your four one more time.
Sure thing. I went in the first round with Waylon Arnold Jennings. In the second round, I selected the great Phil Lynott. Third round, I went with Sid and Nancy, Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. And then my final selection was the great Michael Hutchence.
All right. Nice. All right. Cover yours one more time, Mr. Will the Thrill.
Okay. So to recap, we kick it off with Sarah Vaughan, again, great American vocalist from the state of New Jersey. Mr. Duane Allman. Sky Dog himself, Ian Curtis, and George Michael.
All right. And I went with the legendary Jonathan Larson, the purple one himself, Prince, baby girl Aaliyah, and the incomparable Mama Cass.
Nice.
So for our next selection, just so you guys know, we put it out to you guys on social media, and we got so many incredible choices. And so we selected three people to select their host and to select their subject. And so we got those in, guys. And so TJ, would you like to reveal your fan selection?
Absolutely. I decided to let our friend Thea pick a topic for us. And the way we did this was that we, you know, the three of us picked a listener who said, you know, that they were interested in doing this. They then got to pick the topic, but also the host that was going to do it. And just because, you know, LD, you picked somebody didn't mean they had to assign you the topic. They could have given it to me or to Will or whatever.
Correct.
We met Thea, I guess, during the Tom Petty series. She's a Tom Petty Uber fan. She shared a lot of really cool pictures of memorabilia and stuff that she's collected of his over the years. She's met Mike Campbell. She took guitar lessons from Gilby Clark when she was a kid.
That's pretty awesome. So,
yeah,
we've discovered in the course of doing this that our listeners are way cooler than we are.
Oh yeah, yep.
We kind of suck, and they should be doing a podcast that we listen to. Is how we look at it. But anyway, she's been interacting with us a lot on social media since then, and we appreciate that. So I selected Thea, and she chose for me to do Lemmy.
Nice. That's
gonna be a good
one.
Nice. I think he's on the list for a while.
So I want you to think about the fact. I want you to think about the sheer amount of booze and coke that I've been gifted with in doing both Waylon and Lemmy.
Yeah, and alone. You know what's funny is I actually remember where we were when we found out that he had passed. We were at the Bacon House.
The Bacon Brothers. Yes, we were.
We were at the Bacon Brothers, which, by the way, please take me back there. I miss it.
Was that the restaurant where they had an animal inside an animal inside another animal?
No. I can't remember the name of that one. That was Gerald.
Awesome is what it was.
Okay.
Bacon Brothers was the kind of fancy, slightly fancy barbecue place, but they smoked their own bacon in-house. And
bacon.
And had quite a lovely bourbon selection. Yeah, and Lemmy drank a large bottle of Jack Daniels every day, every single day. He drank Aussie under the table.
That's Jeez. Frightening.
Jesus.
I want you to think about literally, there was at least one occasion when Ozzy drinking with Lemmy tapped out. Ooh. Ozzy Osbourne out.
And Pete Willis is like, hey, guys.
But, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that one. I like Motorhead a lot. And he's another guy who has this, but again, much like Waylon in a different genre of music, he just has this, he just carries the mantle of badassery. I don't know how else to put it.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades.
All right. So you've got Lemmy. All right. Mr. Will the Thrill, who are you gifted and by whom?
Well, it's interesting, TJ, you mentioned that we're basically hacks and other people should do podcasts. And thankfully, one of our listeners does. This actually comes from Ava. Ava has her own podcast, Rock Out.
Love that podcast, so girl.
Check that out. It's Ava's podcast. And she had approached us, chose me, I assume because she lost a bet. And she pitched me a good one, though. And I'm really hoping to do this one justice because this person is obviously an American poet of rock music. It's Jim Morrison.
Wow. Yeah. Thank goodness I've got the book.
Jim Morrison. And interestingly enough, he will be, unless something else happens in between the time now and when we cover him, the second Floridian that we'll cover. First was Tom Petty. Jim Morrison will be the second.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Ava. We're going to get rolling with Jim Morrison next year.
Are we certain that Jim is actually eligible for inclusion? I mean, there's still some questions about...
There'll probably be an episode on it.
I still argue we can do Nikki Sixx.
He did die. I mean,
yes.
And I was like,
twice.
Yeah.
Should I go call Nikki Sixx and just have him on the podcast and be like, tell me about your death?
Look, if Jim's eligible, Nikki Sixx is eligible. That's all I'm saying. So thank you, Jim Morrison.
All right. I'm so sorry, Mr. Christopher Todd Davis, because you got stuck with me. But you gave me an incredible gift. Now, originally, I will say that Christopher said that I should do Waylon. And I literally told him, I was like, my brother will straight up murder me. And I don't want to die that way.
Yeah.
So he gave
Let's not make one of the hosts podcast eligible if we can help it.
Right. Yeah. We prefer not to do that.
So he gave me an incredible gift for Christmas. He gave me someone who recorded as a solo artist with the International Submarine Band, The Birds, and the Flying Burrito Brothers. And he popularized what was called Cosmic American Music, which is a hybrid of country, rhythm, blues, soul, folk, and rock, and the kitchen sink. And he made a drunken pact with his road manager, Bill Kaufman, that if anything should happen to either one of them, the other would take his body to Joshua Tree and cremate it. So we will find out what happened after that and so much more as I cover Graham Parsons.
I have a feeling that one's going to be bonkers too.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. There's even a movie. There's a movie that stars Johnny Knoxville, and I am here for it.
There's a movie. The stories about his very short life are amazing. That's just one of them.
Yep.
The thing is, a lot of people don't realize this. He was like a month shy of being eligible for the 27 Club.
He almost got there.
He was something like 5 or 6 weeks away from his 27th birthday when he passed. Unbelievably influential, the Rolling Stones, the Birds, pretty much anybody that played country rock after he came along, he influenced them.
Yeah.
So
I think that there are a lot of great artists now, like Casey Musgraves, and I think a lot of other ones who cite him as an influence still. That should be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm super excited because, you know, I know about his work, but I don't know a whole heck of a lot about his life, but because they made the end of it so sensational that I'm super excited to dive into this.
That sounds pretty sensational, as you put it.
Yeah. When they steal your body and burn it.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's which is actually acted out in the Alison Moore video, Send Down an Angel.
Really?
Huh?
That's actually based on, first of all, it's a great, I love Alison Moore. She's fantastic. And I love that song. But the video is an homage to Graham. And she's wearing like the nudie suit that he would wear. And they're in the desert and there's a fire. And there's a lot of symbolism and imagery that relates to Graham in that video. Check it out if you've never seen it. It's really good.
I will.
Interesting.
Now, we have concluded our fan selection. So first of all, I want to thank every single one of you guys that collectively sent us names for this draft. As you'll notice, some of your folks got picked, some of you didn't, but the fact is every single person that you guys sent us was incredible and absolutely worthy of being chosen. It's just, we have a finite amount of people that we can select. So we're going to be doing this again next year. And, you know, if something opens up, we will absolutely cover some of the folks that we will draw from that well. So, and just give us time because we will get to them eventually. But thank you guys so much for taking part in that. That was a lot of fun. It was really interesting to see who you guys wanted to hear. So now, the next category is something a little bit different. We're doing something new this time. We're calling this the redemption choice. Now, I started this podcast in 2019, so almost 3 years ago.
It'll be 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, almost 3 years ago with my friend TJ, who is the first TJ. And she, me and her, when we started the podcast, were on a budget. And it wasn't just a budget of money, it was a budget of time. And so we had, before the network picked us up, we had a very short amount of time in which we were actually allowed to record and upload because we were on a completely different platform and we didn't have the backing of such an incredible network. So we were very short on time, short on resources, and short on a lot of things.
But you could basically, your episodes had to be like an hour long, right? I mean, they could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times if we recorded, you know, longer than 1 hour, somebody would have to adjust their episode to be shorter. And so a lot of things got left on the cutting room floor. Mm-hmm. But also the main reason why TJ left was that she was the only person in her department doing what she was doing. And so she was actually short on time to be able to do things like research. And I was also in that same boat. And so a lot of things got missed. And now, you know, we have time to do things like buy books, cross check, find things. And we still manage to make mistakes.
And the other thing is, back then, you really couldn't play a lot of music.
We could not.
I did one episode with you before I, you know, became a co-host, and boy, it was just a train wreck because I was really drunk and I didn't have a script written and I just freestyled the whole thing. and somehow that earned me an invite to be a full-time co-host. So I'm not exactly sure how that worked.
Yeah.
But,
don't know what to say either, but the network liked you for some reason. I don't.
Yeah, but the point was that we only got to play one song by that person. And I think that was cutting it close because, like, we were getting up close to an hour and it was, you know, your budgeted time was short and all that stuff. So partly you couldn't play music because it took up time.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is you now have somebody who can take care of licensing and what, you know, copyright stuff and all that stuff, which is not something you were able to tackle on your own with a totally DIY project.
Correct.
Yeah. So the point that I'm trying to make in saying all this is that we're not going back in a mean-spirited way. We are actually revisiting these people because now we have the resources and the time to be able to do them properly. Because I'll go ahead and tell you that the person that I selected, she only had 1 hour long episode and her legacy was massive. And so, you know, this isn't done out of regret or spite or in mean spirited. This is just because we love these people and we wanted to give them more than an hour. So with that being said, TJ, who is your redemption story going to be on?
Okay, my redemption story. So we go back through the early, I guess, what about the first little over year of the podcast?
Yep.
And we can select anybody. I tell you what, I already picked one of his best friends earlier in the draft, a guy that he shared an apartment with when he first moved to Nashville, where the two of them hid their coke from one another. he's one of the most interesting human beings to ever play music, in my opinion, because there's the duality of this crazy, crazy rebellious, wild, wild man who stomped out the Footlights and the Opry and did untold amounts of drugs and engaged in lots of unsavory behavior. But he's also one of the most devout Christians and that's ever, I mean, that I can think of, and especially in terms of musical artists, to be as forward, you know, about their faith as he was. So there's the duality of the little angel on one shoulder and maybe the little devil on the other one. But he's one of my favorite artists. I think he is one of the most important and impactful artists in the history of American music. I'm going to take Johnny Cash.
Nice.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black, bitches.
Let's do this. All right. So, Mr. Hickey, who are you doing and why are you doing them? Because I have a personal stake in this one.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to frame this not as a redemption story, but as a continuation, if you will. Because I know LD did cover this person, and it was a side story, correct?
Yeah, it was what we used to call an opening act episode. It was one of those ones that were more like free-flowing, where you like talk about something that wasn't such a downer. So that's why you'll find, like, you know, Pebbles Reed is still alive. But we did an episode on her so people would understand who Pebbles Reed was. Pebbles Reed was in the context of the story about Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And so we would have these like smaller, more contained episodes. And so I actually did one that was sort of about the artist, but also about the music video that went along with it. Right. So it wasn't solely about this person's life. And so I'm actually going to hand it over to Mr. Will the Thrill, because he loves this person, and he actually has a friend who has a personal stake in this person.
Yeah, so I'll say, yes, I'm a fan, first of all, but I have a good friend from my college days who is a massive fan of this band. I mean, can go for days on it, and maybe we'll get some input, because I know we've had some input from listeners in the past. And it's interesting how this individual is linked up with several aspects of our show thus far. Just last week, we had a Schoolhouse Rock reference, which this band was part of.
Yes, they were.
Also, they are linked to one of my final picks in last year's draft, who we are going to cover. Tip my hand there. Those of you who heard it, you'll know who's coming up. But there is a direct link between that individual and this one. And I'm going to take that side story. I'm going to put it under the magnifying glass. We're going to get some more out of it. And that is the story of the life, the music, the success, and the tragic loss of Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Yes. So if you guys go back, you can actually listen to the episode. It's called Shannon Hoon and the Bee Girl. I don't know the episode number, but in that episode, we did cover his life and his death, but we also spent a lot of time talking about the music video for No Rain.
Right, which is iconic for sure.
Yes.
Yes. So, we'll go more in depth on that. Cover Shannon.
I hand it over to you, sir.
But I was going to say, not the only iconic video that he was featured in.
Correct. You are right.
I can't wait to learn.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Shannon Hoon, everyone, coming back.
All right. So I'm going to preface this by stating that I felt like this person needed a redemption. I might have tipped my hand a little bit earlier on, so you guys might know who I'm talking about. But I actually received a message on our Facebook post about this artist, and it really did hit me that this person needed more time. We needed
The other thing is that this is kind of what started the whole idea for doing these redemptions, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. That is the nexus event that kind of jogged me into like, hey, we should go back and revisit some of these folks because of all those constraints that we had when we started that we're kind of free of now. And so this person got in touch with me, and he had, if I remember correctly, not only known this family, but knew a whole lot about this person's life. And I'm actually going to be tapping them to help me make sure that all of the facts and, you know, information that is in that episode are correct, because she deserves it. She's honestly considered one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century. She's one of the first country music artists to actually cross over into pop music. She had several major hits during her very short 8-year recording career, including 2 number one hits on the Billboard Hot Country and Western Side chart. So you guys might know that I am talking about Patsy Cline.
Nice.
And very nice.
Yeah, Miss Cline deserves more than just 1 hour. And I want you guys to be able to listen to some of those songs that you might not be familiar with and just open up her catalog, you know, not just...
One of the most achingly beautiful voices ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she deserves more people to know more than two songs, which would be Crazy and Walking After Midnight.
Which are both great.
Yeah, which are both incredible, but I want more people to hear more of her stuff and get her stuff out there.
Sweet Dreams. If you don't play that, then I quit.
Oh, God.
But when you think of those achingly beautiful voices, like they're almost so beautiful, but they have like a tear in them. It almost hurts to listen to them. That's kind of what her voice sounded like to me. It's just slays me every time I hear her voice. And on top of all that, she had some balls. That girl was a badass.
Yes, she was. And I will,
in the best way possible.
I'll expand on that more when we dive into our redemption series. So like I was saying, these are not going to come in that order. You know, Will might start his next series off with Shannon Hoon, and I might start my series off with Prince. It just depends. So just keep watching the feed for how they're coming out. Of course, we'll update you guys every week. And I'm, I think all around, we just kind of need to give sort of a wrap up for the draft. And so, Mr. Hickey, what are your final thoughts on the draft picks? What are you excited to hear?
Well, this was a really surprising draft. I mean, when you look at the board and all, I mean, there were tons of people on there. And I got to tell you, my reserve picks were longer than my list because I was afraid that they were going to get snaked. And looking at it, we've got a really diverse selection of genres. We've got country, we've got jazz, we've got R&B,
we have
rap, we have rock, you know. I know the podcast is Rock and Roll Heaven, but I think it's important to remember this is a music podcast. So all these genres are going to be part of it. I think it's going to make for a great series of episodes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because we've got people... This is the first year that I didn't pick anyone from out of America. Everyone's an American. This is the first time I've ever picked all Americans.
Wow.
You're an all-American girl.
I am, just like Tom Petty sang about.
Yeah. I would say that I guess we have, after we finish our 128-part retrospective on the first 10 years of Michael Jackson's life, and then we'll get to the rest of it. I don't know when we'll finish, but whenever we finish that, I think we have, was it three series left?
Maybe three subjects left.
Yeah. From our last draft, which would be Tammy Wynette, Lane Staley, and then you audibled recently, LD, correct?
Stephen Sondheim replaced Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we knock those out and then we roll into them, and I think that was a good way to put it, Will. There's a huge cross section of music that we'll be covering when we move on to this next group. But it's like you said, there's country, there's heavy metal, there's hard rock, there's R&B, there's some jazz. There's I think that was there a Broadway person thrown in there?
Oh yeah,
yes, there is.
John Larson.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, there's. I mean, we pretty much touch. I mean, I don't think we cover any polka artists, but other than that, I think we pretty much touched every base just about.
Get Lawrence Welk on the phone.
And the one bad part is that a lot of those of as I'm sitting here going through them in my head, so many of them that we'll be covering had tragically short lives.
People
dying in their 20s and early 30s, and these were a lot. I mean, you know, just think about Aaliyah and Dwayne Allman and Phil Lynott, just off the top of my head.
Jonathan Larson was only 35. So
I mean, these are not people who live, you know. We'll do Johnny Cash. It was very sad when he passed away, but I think John, I guess, made it to his early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. So he had a long, well-lived life. There are a lot of these people that we're going to be covering who their lives are cut tragically short.
Yeah. And they will get as much research as we can out of them, because we will, I don't want to say milk as much as we can out of their lives, but I want to say, like, we are, what's the best way to put that? What am I trying to say? We're going to try to turn over every single stone in their life.
Yeah, we're going to explore.
We're going to explore everything. And I don't know about, you know, I know a little bit about what Will does, and I don't, almost nothing about what TJ does, but for me, it is literally, I buy Audible books. We are not sponsored by Audible, but it's a great way to learn. I do YouTube clips. I do movies if they've got them. I read the books. Like, it's for me, it's a multimedia learning space. And I'm going to tell you guys that I have lived with Michael Jackson for so long now. And there is a video on YouTube, not YouTube. There's a video on our Facebook page that I put over there. And I think it also might be on Instagram, but it's me in front of the gates of Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally a field trip that we took before the episode started, because I wanted to get into his headspace and see the area that he lived in and really get a feel for it. And I've watched so many documentaries and so many books, my eyes are bleeding Michael Jackson right now. So hopefully the next episode that we do, we will get out of his teenage years, but I can't make any guarantees. So that's parts 4, 7, 12. I don't know. But T, let me ask you, who is the artist that you're most excited about that one of us is doing?
Most excited about that one of you is doing? Probably Dwayne Allman.
Fair. All right. What about you, Mr. Hickey?
Waylon. I mean, that's going to be utterly bonkers.
Yeah. I'm going to pick George Michael.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm excited about learning about George Michael. Yeah. So that's our draft for the year, guys.
There it is. 2022 Woo! And beyond.
2022 and beyond. Because there's no effing way we're going to get this done in 52 weeks.
So it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, guys. We still have 3 more series after Michael Jackson. And I will tell you that we're probably going to take a short break just at Christmas time, just because, you know, we want to be with our families and, you know, travel and do all that kind of stuff, since we weren't able to do that last year. So we might be taking 1 week off, but we will let you guys know that on our socials. And speaking of our socials, I'll give you our social stuff right now. You can support the show if you think we're doing a really good job. And I want to thank our Patreons this year. You guys showed up en masse. It was awesome. Thank you. But if you want to join that pantheon of awesome folks, you can go to patreon.com/rockandrollheaven. You can check out our Twitter @rockandrollLT. You can head over to Instagram and hang out with us over there @rockandrollheavenLT, our Facebook, Rock and Roll Heaven Pod. Still not saying our website. You can email us rockandrollheavenlt@gmail.com. Please shoot us an email, guys. Let us know what you think about our draft picks this year. Let us know who you wish we had covered. We can get them on the list for next year. But we want to hear from you on all of the different platforms. That's the word I was trying to figure out. We want to hear from you on every single platform, guys. And make sure to check out all the other Pantheon podcasts at pantheonpodcast.com. And if you haven't already, please, guys, head over to tstt.com and get some loose leaf tea. Live loose. Our order came today, and I'm so excited because I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to get box, yeah. It's a huge box of tea. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of scared of it because I'm like, where is this going to go in our kitchen? But I'm super jazzed for the nutty almonds so I can go to sleep tonight. It's going to be amazing. And with our code ROCKHEAVEN15, you can get 15% off every single order. All right. That is it. You guys, I think we did good picks all around. Mr. TJ2 the Deuce, do you have anything to say to the audience?
Bye, everybody.
All right. Will the Thrill.
Thanks for listening. And we've got a good year ahead of us, folks. Looking forward to it.
Yes. And with that, guys, I just want to say, I don't know what day this is coming out, but I hope you have an incredible week. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas season. And just remember to head over to our Facebook and let us know if you get sent to Wham-Holla. Mm-hmm. I'd love to keep track of that, guys. And we will be having an In Memorandum episode as well. So we got a lot of really cool things coming up the end of this year. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. Check us out next week, where we probably will be doing, what, episode 132 of Michael Jackson. And yeah, that's about it, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next one.
reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving, but the days go by so fast. And it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. It's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been so long since I've seen the ocean, I guess I should.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.